August 15th, 2023. Halfcast 464, episode 464. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Yahweh. Alabama correctional officer arrested for Pokemon cards theft. Just a couple off the top of my head. We had the two Ohio inmates that escaped inside of a dumpster. Then we had the Washington State inmate that assumed the identity of a whole nother person. Yeah, that's me. And walked right out of the prison. So we asked, what are the COs doing during all this? What are the guards doing to prevent this from happening? They're at the main desk. Pikachu Lightning Bolt. Pikachu Lightning Bolt. Damn a head count. Team Rocket vibes. Officer Josh Hardy was still in uniform and had just completed his shift at the Calhoun County Jail when he committed the alleged theft around 7 p.m. on Saturday at a Walmart store in Oxford. Hardy has since been taken to the Oxford City Jail and charged with theft. Ah, Walmart, it fits. It flushes the gold standard and substandard shopping experiences. Some people would just go grab a beer after work or go home and watch TV. I would say he would go see his girlfriend, but he's a grown man stealing Pokemon cards. You know he doesn't have a girlfriend. According to Calhoun County Sheriff Matthew Wade, Walmart's loss prevention team observed Hardy opening multiple packs of Pokemon cards and placing individual cards into his pockets, just folding up the edges and getting fingerprint smudges all over them. A true savage. The team confronted Hardy after he attempted to leave the store without paying for the items. Hardy, who fled the store on foot, now there's a chase, was apprehended by officers from the Oxford Police Department at a nearby restaurant. The stolen Pokemon cards were recovered from his possession. I know loss prevention has seen a lot working at Walmart, America's unattended shopping cart, but to see a full-grown man in uniform without a child along with him stealing individual Pokemon cards out the pack has to be like watching Bigfoot eat apples off the tree. Not the very best, just jokes all the way through. Sheriff Wade expressed his disappointment in a news release stating, "It is with great embarrassment that we have to report this incident, and Hardy has been terminated from the Calhoun County Sheriff's Office. He has tarnished our agency and the image of all law enforcement. As sheriff, I promise to be transparent and hold my staff accountable to a standard higher than average citizens." You wait just a damn minute, sheriff. I think you got it backwards, because the average citizen has higher standards than to steal Pokemon cards. That was a bar that your guy set. That was a bar that your guy set while he was in uniform. Don't throw no strays our way. Next up, Florida woman accused of killing roommate dumped Diet Mountain Dew on herself to destroy DNA evidence, police say. This was absolutely fascinating to look into because Diet Mountain Dew contains an artificial sweetener called sucralose. During the processing of sucralose, a byproduct or an impurity, if that's what you want to call it, is also created called sucralose 6-acetate. Sucralose 6-acetate does a plethora of harmful things to the human body, but the number one is the breaking down of DNA. So yes, Diet Mountain Dew. It's not just for meth addicts with cotton mouth. A woman in Florida, oh, the Sunshine State, a recurring guest on this podcast, has been accused of killing her 79-year-old roommate and then allegedly dumping Mountain Dew on herself in an attempt to remove any DNA evidence, according to authorities. This has me curious for two reasons. One is, how does she even know to do this in the first place? And two, if this is that fast acting against DNA, this should be nowhere near human beings. This should not be on the shelves. Nope. Which would lead me to believe that it's not an instant death of the DNA. It's more of a slow unraveling through continued consumption. On July 1st, an officer in Daytona Beach was flagged down about a house on fire WFOR-TV reported, once inside the home, the officer reportedly found the body of Michael Cerasoli, who had multiple stab wounds to his torso and blunt force trauma to the back of his head, according to authorities. Sheesh. In the victim's bedroom, detectives located a knife covered in blood near his body. They also found two cell phones, one belonging to Cerasoli and the other belonging to 35-year-old Nicole Max, WFOR-TV reported. Take this from someone who watches ID Channel. If you leave your cell phone behind at the scene of a very grisly murder, there's a very good chance you're going to be the number one suspect. I don't care how much Diet Mountain Dew you scrub your ass in, and I'm pretty sure she left some other breadcrumbs for the authorities also. The next morning, see, that didn't take long at all, police located Max in Holly Hill. When they made contact with her, police said she dropped a knife and a hammer. They also stated she had blood on her leg. Max allegedly changed their story multiple times while talking to police about Cerasoli's death. Detectives said she claimed she was homeless, but eventually admitted that she lives with Cerasoli, according to police. Then she told officers that Cerasoli's bedroom is upstairs and she never goes upstairs except to feed her spiders, detectives said, according to WFOR-TV. This is only speculation on my part, but this whole story reeks of methamphetamine. Meth and Diet Mountain Dew, and the fact that they found her still clutching a hammer the next day means she was probably still tweaking. Detectives asked her about the knife and hammer, and she became agitated and refused to continue cooperating without a lawyer. Police said at this point, they don't need her cooperation. They were probably trying to give her a chance to come clean. Officers told Max they were going to take her DNA, so she requested a drink and was given a Diet Mountain Dew. Max then allegedly poured the pop all over her body and hair in an attempt to interfere with the possible evidence on her body, court records state. Wait a minute. Damn it, it's not pop, it's soda. And sugar goes in grits while I got the gloves off. DNA testing was completed and showed the victim's DNA was on the blade of the knife found near his body, and Max's DNA allegedly was found on the handle of the knife, because when you stab somebody hard enough, your hand slips down and you nick your fingers on the blade. ID Channel, baby. WFOR-TV reported Max was charged with first-degree premeditated murder and tampering with evidence. Police said she remains jailed without bond. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, stay away from Diet Mountain Dew, and I'll talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.